we can have. Now that's a dream that I had of a house and all the years that we lived there, which was, I think we lived in that house 10 years. And they were good years. And I never wanted to leave it, and then when I thought about it, I didn't want to go back, I wanted to stay where I was. And then Viola had a dream about her sisters and growing up. And it was a happy dream about good things that had happened when they were youngsters together. So you can have frightening dreams and happy dreams. And then the dream I had that made me realize I changed my mind about something that I hadn't thought about. Can you think of some other kind of dreams that we have? Martha, you say you don't have any dreams.
I don't really know.
You sleep well?
No, I lay awake a lot.
Oh.
I don't dream.
I always thought that I didn't dream. But I think I do, but I don't remember. When I wake up, I don't remember what it was. Sometimes I do. But if you don't write it down right away, you'd never remember it. At least I don't.
You wake up just when it's supposed to end, and then you always wonder how it turned out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I've done that so many times. I've dreamed the heart, and all of a sudden I wake up and I thought, well, now how does that end?
Do you ever try to go back to sleep and get the ending?
I don't. That doesn't work very good.
No.
The dreams I had, I'm glad it wasn't true. Oh, my goodness, that was only a dream.
Yeah.
It scares you.
Isn't that right when you can say, well, that was just a dream?
Yeah. Scares
you. I used to have a dream when I was a child that I had over and over again, that I went down a slide in a nursery school. And when I got to the end, there wasn't anything there. And I just fell into space. Well, and after a while, I'd think, well, there's no anything be anything that happens to me because I always dream this.
I was small, I was always dreaming about flying, always up in the air. I suppose it was always up in the air.
You mean by yourself?
Yes.
Oh.
Flying.
That must have been a wonderful dream. What did you do when you were flying? Did you see things?
I was so happy, you know, I was so happy. Then I wake up and I was kind of disappointed as well, and it was just a dream.
Uh-huh. Do you ever dream you're flying now?
No.
You take a trip or something.
I think that those are just kids' desires or something that you enjoy, something like that. You know, you just want to be a bird or something like that.
It's real free. Yeah. Anybody else think about some dreams? Can you think of any dreams that you've had? Mary had one about flying as a child. Do you dream now, Mary?
Oh, yes. Like I say, I'm always glad it was just a dream.
Are they scary or?
Yeah, you're. Well, I suppose you kind of. I think you're always kind of mixed up and not. And then that all goes to that you're not sleeping well. You're still disturbed, I think. That's what it is. That's why I see them. Kind of. It's different from when you're. And manage.
I think that's kind of like the dream I had about the house. Everything was all mixed up.
Yeah.
That's not the way the house was. And,
yeah.
And it wasn't the way we lived, but it was just kind of different.
Now, when I do dream, I'm always the the nicest dressed person walking around and going to dances and all that. And I said, oh, well, that was only a dream.
Oh.
I guess you kind of wish you, that those good days come back, you know. That's about the size of those dreams.
Yeah, especially if you worked hard all day.
Yeah, uh-huh. Sure. And I say, oh, all of myself I'd be taking care of myself. I was always alone. It wasn't a, never with anybody. I was always alone doing those things. And as it is, you feel alone too that way, you know, when you're helpless. Like, I think that's what it all goes up to.
How about you, Ray? Do you have dreams?
Mm-mm.
Don't you? When you were a child, did you? Or growing up, or a young man, or
a mere? That's so many years ago.
But you used, do you remember having dreams then?
Maybe I did. I wouldn't.
I walked in my sleep too.
You did?
They found me down by the lake that morning.
Oh.
They had to watch me.
Oh, gosh, that's dangerous.
They hit you before you touch the water, huh?
I don't know why. As a rainwater. You had to watch me all the time.
Why do you think you don't have dreams?
I sleep to yourself a lot of sleep.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Ray?
Huh?
How come you, why do you think you don't have dreams?
Well, the age gets a whole year too, you know.
You think that's why? Why would that make a difference?
Well, they kind of disappear.
The dreams disappear?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I never was scolded or spanked for it, you know. We always said that that isn't good to spank a child when they do things like that. They get more disturbed because they're abused. But I never was spanked for that. I don't remember being spanked much at all.
Maybe that's why you were so happy.
Yes, so.
Anybody else have any thoughts about dreams? Jesse, do you have any thoughts about dreams?
No, I don't. I have a lot of dreams. They're always short.
And you don't remember them?
Don't mean anything.
Mm. Can you think of any?
Even ones that
don't mean anything?
No.
Have you ever dreamed that somebody was chasing you and you were afraid and you couldn't move?
Oh, no.
Happy dreams did you have?
No. As I say, I start out to dream and it all collapsed and that's the end of it.
And climbing. I guess I climbed that window.
You mean in your dream?
No, I really did.
Oh, you did? Well, you must have been quite a kid.
What a thing to do. See, then we go up to, so there's a little stand up there, and then we all got to oil the wheel, you know. It's a windmill, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I get up on that platform. I wanted up there.
I remember my two little neighbor girls. They cleaned up the window and sat on that platform and moved their feet hanging down And her mother saw that and she pretty knew.
Honestly, I don't know why I did all those, really.
Esther, do you remember anything about dreams?
Well, there's one thing that I probably remember. My husband was a great lover of horses. And I remember of seeing him come driving a horse, holding onto the reins. He went right by me. And that was a sign to me that he wasn't ready to take me yet, that I was got a little while yet.
Oh, was that lately?
Oh, a couple ago already.
Huh.
He knew every horse's name in the neighborhood. He was a great lover of horses.
Did he have a buggy?
Oh, it was a sort of a cart, and he was back so far. I can't just picture, but he was hanging on that way, and the horse was way out ahead.
Mm-hmm. And you were waiting for him.
Yeah, and he went by me, so I knew my time hadn't come yet.
Did you have any feelings about that?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think it was just probably that's the reason that I have adjusted myself to my longevity that I've gotten so old on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm older than any of my relatives ever were, so I wonder what causes it, why I am.
Well, it's wonderful. Be active and thinking. Do you have any more dreams? Did you have dreams as a child?
Well, I don't remember any from a child.
Do you ever dream about your family members, any of you, or brothers or sisters or kids or mothers? Friends, neighbors?
Yes, I dream about my mother now and then. Just real life.
Real life.
Just as natural.
Is she happy? Is she, what is she doing?
Yes.
How old is she in your dream? Or is it always different? Is she when you were little or is she older. When she was older?
Older. Seems like I sort of leaned on her and she was always there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that
it's nice.
Good dream. Mm-hmm. I always say, well, she's up in heaven. I'm sure of that.
Anybody else? Did you ever hear about any dreams that you thought were? What would you like to dream about if you haven't been dreaming? Can you think of something you'd like to dream about, Jesse?
No, I don't.
Martha? Can you think of anything that would be nice to have a dream, nice, pleasant dream?
Maybe having a good time going on a picnic or something with old friends.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember once of dreaming. My husband used to like to ride horseback and he had to ride a long ways down to get the cattle. And one Sunday he was going to in the afternoon, all of a sudden I saw he was going off and I called to him and I said, why couldn't I go with you? Haven't you another horse that I could ride? Sure, he said, I'll get you one. And he got me one. When we got down there, he rode down the steep bank
my first Watkins Lake, and I was afraid to go down and he wouldn't come after me. So I was staying up on the hill and he was down. He said, I'm going on, you can stay there. Finally, I made up my mind, maybe I could go down, and I went down.
That was a dream.
But I was scared. That's the last time I asked for a ride on horseback.
Was that a dream or was that real? That was a dream.
I think that was because I was so scared about getting down.
It's hard to know what those things mean. They probably mean things that we never even thought of, but it's interesting to try and figure it out, isn't it? See, you don't think you have dreams, and then when you think of it, you think, well, I had a dream. Telly, do you remember a dream?
Since I come to town, it seems like I dreamed that I was back in our little house again. We lived on the Queenbury. We had a small house there, and I always had so much company. Seems that the kitchen was full of people and full of food. And I get all this food. I wouldn't know where to set all them pies and all that until they got there.
That was a good feeling, huh?
Yeah. And then they'd come and things like one after they got to come, and the first thing we know, it was all through eating. I don't know how it went so bad.
That's dreams.
Well, I often dream about cooking.
Do you?
Yes. Come to think of it, that my mother often used to, when I was going away and I'd come home, and she'd make it a point to go away and I'd be responsible. And I think it was just last night that I was dreaming that I was getting the meal and I was going to have potatoes, and they didn't want to cook, they were peeled for some reason, I don't know how they got peeled. And then I was going to have sweet corn, and I put that in a kettle with, I was used to put a few husks in. They said that was good to put the husks in, a few husks in the bottom of the kettle and just a little water. And I was doing that in my dream. And then I was going to make rice with pineapple. And I kind of got that on an oil stove, I guess. But I don't know how it turned out now. I don't remember. I don't think we ever ate. I don't think we got that far.
You just cooked, huh?
Uh-huh, I was cooking.
You're always doing something which you never finish it. You're always going someplace and you don't seem to get there.
You never get your shoes. Never can find your shoes.
Oh, that's my trouble. I never can find my shoes when I want to go somewhere. Yes.
You think dreams help you?
I think they confuse you more than they help you.
Anybody think they have? Mary?
No, I see when they talk about health habits. It's not good to dream. You're not in shape. You do too much dreaming.
Oh, now I've heard exactly the opposite.
You did.
I've heard that it's good to dream.
And sometimes they say that you just dream before you wake up, just a second before you wake up. That you're ready to wake up. I don't know if that's true or not.
It seems like you do wake up before you finish the dream, though, a lot of times.
Yes.
I know I'm dreaming tonight, and I know something that wakes me and makes me kind of wish I didn't wake up so I could see how it turned out.
They say you're restless when you're dreaming like that.
Well, I know I have more dreams when I wake up oftener. I'm so often dreaming now, too, of when I'm teaching school and how I would do it now, how I would teach the multiplication tables and how I'd teach them how to do short division and how to teach long division and different methods than I had when I was teaching.
Because they are changed, aren't they?
Yes, they are, but I never could see any sense in those new methods.
I think the new methods are harder.
I do too.
when I saw the change. It seems like they go ahead too far. They make too much of a space from the reality of what the from the reality. You have to allow for that.
Got some good thoughts about dreams. Sometimes do you go to sleep and hope you'll dream? Kelly, it sounds like you do. You like to dream. You want to find out how they come out. It's pleasant.
Yeah, it's kind of... It's funny, you may dream of people that you haven't thought of for a long, long time.
Ray, did your wife dream?
I don't know.
She didn't talk about it either. Are your kids ever have dreams, bad dreams, or good dreams? No. Some people, seems to me my husband's grandfather used to talk about his mother he thought she could tell what was going to happen or what had happened or something. Dreams or some kind of feeling she'd have. She'd know when somebody was sick or... Do you think that's true?
Yes.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think it's true?
Because it happened.
Happened to you?
No, not to me, but to the party.
They could tell, was it in a dream that something had happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, that person passed away.
That was kind of... Was it scary?
Well, it happened, that's all.
And they say if it... They dream of white horses, that's a good dream, but not to dream of black horses. It's a bad dream. What is that story about the four horses? And there was the gray horse on one.
Yeah. One of them was death. How did that go?
And there was a gray horse, the black horse, and a white horse. And a white horse and a black horse. Yes, and the fourth horse was, I don't know what that was. And they have pictures of it, of that. It has a meaning.
Mm-hmm. I've forgotten what it is, though, but I know you're right. Anybody remember that here?
The four horses.
Four horsemen of the apocalypse, is that what it's called?
Oh, I bet it is.
Yeah. But I don't remember the meaning of the gray horse and the other. I think one horse was death, but I don't remember if that that's true, or which one it was.
They had a book on that.
Jesse, do you remember anybody in your family ever dreaming something like Ray said that it came, that was true, and nobody knew it, but they dreamed it or knew it somehow?
Was this something about a king? The king and the four horses?
No, I didn't.
That wasn't. Was that?
Do you wish you had dreams?
What?
Do you wish you had dreams?
Well, I have dreams, but they never come to the right end. They break off from my
They break up.
Mm-hmm. There isn't any answer to it.
Well, should we write a poem? Here's what we've talked about so far, and then we can each say a line or two, and we'll write it down. We'll see what we get. You know how good we are at this. Okay, here we go. Age gets a hold of you, and your dreams disappear. That's a good line. And I dreamed I was flying. I was so happy. I used to sleepwalk. They found me by the lake and never spanked me for it, but I don't remember being spanked. Dreamed of my mother and real life. She was natural and happy. She was always there for me. It was a good dream. I don't dream. I sleep sound and don't dream not much. I would like to dream about having a good time and going on a picnic with friends. My dreams start and then collapse. There isn't any answer, no end. Dreamed about horses. My husband coming down the road with a horse with a cart. Went right past me. I was waiting. He went by me, so I knew my time hadn't come yet. And that means I've adjusted to my longevity. And then another dream on horseback. My husband went down a hill. Steep hill. I was scared, but I finally went down the hill. Last time I asked to ride horseback. After moving to town, I dreamed we were back in the little house again. Kitchen was full of people and food. It was a good feeling. They were through eating. How did they finish so fast? Dream about cooking. I'm responsible for the meal. I was going to have potatoes. They didn't get peeled. And the corn was husks were in the pan. The rice with the pineapple on the oil stove. I don't think we ever ate. That's dreams for you.
I think Lottie about the horse afraid of going down the hill. And finally did go. I think that applied to courage.
I think so too.
I think that the name to that.
I think that's true. I'll put that in there. That's a good idea.
We have okay. Lies of courage after didn't want to fail. Didn't want to give up.
That's good. You're always doing something, but you never finish. You're always going somewhere, but you never get there. You never find your shoes. Dreams confuse you. I'm dreaming so nice, I wake up, I like to find out how they come out. I have a dream when I wake up. I dream when I wake up oftener. More dreams. I have more dreams. I dream how I teach school. The multiplication tables, different methods than when I was teaching. You go ahead too far. There's too much space for reality. You have to allow for that. People you haven't thought of. Dreams happened. You could tell something had happened, that someone had passed away. If you dream of white horses, that's good. If it's black. That's bad. Now, what can we make out of all that? That's the what we talked about. What can we make of all that?
I think that sounds pretty good, don't you?
What? Would that apply to ways of living?
Okay.
Ways of living? Or is something in that order?
What did Reeves have to...
People all have different lives. They think differently. I don't know how you would put that.
People have different ways of living and dreaming. That would work. Okay, that's a good start. People have different ways of living and dreaming.
Because they will say, well, he's just a dreamer. Mm-hmm. And they've come to be a famous person out of dreaming. Never gets much done, you know, that you can see.
Mm-hmm. So he'll be famous?
Mm-hmm. So there were some little stories in that effect too, you know. Little boy played with the sand, but and all that, you know.
Why do you think dreamers turn out to be famous people?
What about that little person that played in the sand and built something? There was a story about that.
Mm-hmm. But why do you think that's true? Anybody have an idea? Why is it that when somebody's a dreamer, so often they'll invent something or they'll do something?
Sometimes they'll say, well, that fellow never did do anything in his life. Can't see how he got to be that now.
Mm-hmm. Wonder why that is. Because they're thinking?
Oh, they're thinking ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't, they can't settle down. They ain't satisfied, you know. They want to change things or something, you know.
Ray, when you say thinking ahead, do you mean about what they want, how they want things to be, or what might be, or how they might do something?
The whole thing might be.
Okay. What else should we say? What kind of dreams are there? There are dreams about flying, Mary?
And you, when you dream about climbing a ladder, that means you want to reaching out. You want to do better things, higher things, you know, when you climb the ladder. We always say, climb the ladder to success.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about the dreams about the cooking? What can you say about that, Esther? I think I'll put some of this in here too. But
that we have to depend upon the physical needs too.
That's right. That's good. That's right.
And now you see, now they got these here people that the planes and everything. So you've come to that. Here we got airplanes and outer space and everything.
Jesse, when you talk about your dreams that collapse, let's see, how did that go? Dream starts and then collapse. Mm. There isn't any answer and no end. I like that. Can you say anything about that?
You want to find that part?
No, I couldn't.
Do you wish there were end? Do you wish there was an end to your dream? I wish there was, or you just leave it that way?
Well,
it's a dream, and I don't think about it afterwards.
Okay. See the horses. We have the horses, and we had Martha's horses. What did that horse dream mean to you, Martha? What did the horse dream mean to you? You said you never asked for another ride.
Well, I think I was kind of scared.
Mary said you were brave. Did you feel like you were brave after you got over to God Thomas?
I just felt I'd never ask for it again.
Did you ever ride like that in real life? Never rode a horse?
Oh, I... Yes, once or twice.
But you never did anything
never,
dangerous.
Never that I was right.
Mm-hmm. And Tilly, what can you say? You said a lot of good things here about dreams, about your little house and good feeling. You like dreams. They're good and happy for you, aren't they? When you go to sleep at night, do you look forward to dreaming? Anything else about dreams?
I believe that sometimes when we dream, like dreaming about a house, it shows how much we enjoyed it.
Oh, that'd be coming back to the physical.
What?
That'd be coming back to the physical side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Same with eats, you know, we have to...
Just like Tilly said, when she remembered her little house and the people and the food. So you never used them?
Not too often. Not a couple that I used them.
That's like Esther says, talking about things that are practical again. That you have to have physical needs. Anything more about dreams? I think we've got some good ones here. I like the one that Ray said. I think we'll end with that. Age gets a hold of you and your dreams disappear. I like that one. Everybody's had good things to say about dreams. I like, there's just some wonderful thoughts here. Can you think of anything else you want in your poem? I'll write it up for next time.
All right, we had to write it up.
Think we got enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else have a thought about it? Mary?
No,
that's all. Esther? Okay. Did you have a chance to...
Well, I was going to say, I think I had a premonition that when my son was lost in the Navy, he was calling me.
Was he killed?
Yes, he lost his legs there. I felt as though he was calling me when I got the news. Why?
This was in your dream?
Yeah, it was in my dream.
I call that premonition.
Oh, that's powerful.
As I call that premonition.
Mm-hmm. Mm, you dreamt about it, then you left the call, huh? Yeah, it seems like it, right?
I don't know. I suppose he had come to me in different times to come to help, because my husband had died, you know, and I was raising him alone, and he knew that I had helped him probably, and now he called for help when he was shot down in the war, I suppose, in the Navy.
Did you wake up then? Do you remember if you woke up and you were afraid, or?
I don't remember that. I don't know.
Just, you know, you dreamed it.
Yeah.
Oh my, that makes you wonder what, doesn't it, mm-hmm. how we, if there really is, you must be, that you can communicate with, from mm-hmm. your mind, or maybe your heart.
What a good looking man he was. Oh yes.
I think at that moment that God is with you, I think it's God's work. That
yeah.
moment, the leaving. Departing.
Any other thoughts about dreams? Boy, we're going to have a good one. And I'm going to write up Martha's story about her grandparents for next time. So we'll have that. And then if I get my tape recorder fixed, I'll try and get the games. Remember, we talked about games. We'll have to get that done. Some of those things. So we'll have lots to do. I suppose we better get you back. Hi.
How are you doing here?
We're done.
You're done.